So let's hear a song. We're joined in studio by Pere and their band. Hello there.
Oh, kia ora, Jesse. Thank you so much. I'm still a bit shocked from the snails.
Yeah. It's a sad story. Imagine if that was your job, Pere, to look after the last snail of a species.
Oh, you know, as soon as you started explaining what their tongues were like, I think I wouldn't be too good at that job. But, you know, I'm all for te ake and manaake and aroha. So whatever I can do to help out, you just let me know, Jesse.
Great. We'll give you a call. Hey, welcome. Where are you from originally?
Nō te tai Tokerawa. I'm from the far north, the very far north. So my mother hails from Te Rarawa, Ngāti Kuri, which is all the way up in the far north. And my father's from Kaikohe, which is Ngāpuhi. So both my sides are from Te Tai Tokerau, which is like what we call far north. And I moved down to South Auckland and went to Te Kura Kaupapa Māori Arohe o Māngere, which is in South Auckland. So I went from two different extremes, one to the other, and and then I've landed here in New Zealand today.
Yeah, are you a city boy yet?
I've always felt that I've had that, you know, city vibe to me, you know. Even we grew up on a farm, so, you know, I always dreamed of the lights and the shopping and the traffic, but, you know, the city life.
When did music become part of your life?
I can't remember a time where it wasn't a part of my life. It's always been there since before I can even remember talking. The cliche, he was singing before he was even talking. Yeah, that was me. And so, you know, it's always been there. And even prior to, you know, coming into the big wide world, whilst I was still in the womb, we'll say, I was very much drowned in music and taonga puoro, Māori, traditional Māori instruments. And so when I made my debut into Earth, it kind of just naturally resonated with me, music, and it's kind of stayed with me. I've always also had school reports saying that he doesn't know when to shut up. And that's mainly because half the time I don't even know I'm singing. Yeah. So, you know, I'm just sitting there doing my work and and then the teachers are like, "Shush!" I'm like, "I'm so sorry, I don't even know when I'm humming sometimes." So yeah, music has very much been a part of my journey.
I've got to say that not knowing when to shut up is actually quite an ideal quality in a radio interviewee. So you know, you're most welcome here.
Yeah, well, you know, if RNZ need any more reo, especially reo Māori, you just holler at me, Jesse. You already know.
Who have you brought in with you today?
I've brought my two very special instrumentalists. We've got over here John Kingi, pianist extraordinaire.
Hey, John. Kia ora,
Jesse. We've also got Jess Rapana over here.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Hey, Jess.
Same name, so great name.
So, you know, we've a team of young Māori instrumentalists, vocalists, and we're all passionate about music. So, yeah, no, I've brought the brothers in to help add a bit of jazz to the whare.
Where are you at career-wise? Is this your first single that you've released?
It is. So yeah. I've been fortunate enough to be involved in other collaborative music projects. Mai Mua is one, Te Kākano is another, and it's been a journey for myself to work alongside I guess like-minded people, all passionate about te reo Māori and mainly music. And so I thought this year it's time for me to venture into my own solo career.
Great.
I'm still very much supporting projects like Mai Moai and Te Kākano, but I figured it's time for me to now, I guess, get a gauge on how I can fit into the music industry and how I can gain more experience and exercise and develop my own vocal capability. So, yeah.
Tell me about the song.
Hi on Ingo Ingo. So I was actually composed when I was still at school. I was year 13 at the time, and because I grew up in full immersion te reo Māori school education system, it was a song to remind me as I leave that kind of environment into the big wide world and interactions with people and chasing my goals. It's really just a song to remind me to stay consistent. Stay persistent. One of the words in there, you'll hear manawa titi, and that's a proverb within Te Ao Māori, and it really likens someone who's persistent, consistent as well, to the heart of a titi bird. Now, obviously, the titi bird, other than being a delicacy down in the South Island, Māori love their titi bird. They fly over hundreds of miles over the sea, and so, you know, it's that drive and persistence that gets them from one country to another, being one of the smallest birds, and it's the heart, having that heart the determination to achieve your goals. And so that's pretty much what hae on ingoa ingoa is.
What does ingoa ingoa mean?
Yes, and that's the question. That's the question I get everywhere, on my social media and different interviews. And that's actually what I've liked, because it's provoked and encouraged more conversation around te reo Māori. Simple word like ingoa ingoa, it means desire. It's the dream and it's that passion with inside someone. So, you know, I liken this the saying hae on ingoa ingoa to being hae on adrenaline. It's that drive that you have after doing something that excites you. And so I've tried to, you know, keep maintaining my ingoa ingoa and try to remain being hae on ingoa ingoa. And I would say that this single here is actually one of the results of that ingoa ingoa, of that dream and the desire that I've always had since being at school to now being here today.
Well, I tell you what, if you're listening and you're thinking, I want some of what he's having ingoa ingoa. He's high on ingoa ingoa.
Yeah, yeah. Follow me on social media, AVATARPETI, and I'll show you what ingoa ingoa is.
Say that again, AV.
AVATARPETI, Avatar, like the last airbender.
Great.
You know? Master of all four elements, yes.
Pere, looking forward to hearing the song, and people can look it up in the usual places. Debut solo single, Hae on ingoa ingoa. And over to you.
Kanpai. And a one, two, toru, fa. Set his path, knew he had a long way to go. Although the fear of what was to come, he was high on ingoa ingoa. His dreams and his plans were on his mind, they were always reminding him so. Cause one day it'll all pay off, being high on ingoa ingoa. Downs, didn't hinder his soul, so he stuck to his guns, and then he began his journey on this road, cause he was high on ingoa ingoa, yeah, a little word to manawa titify, high on ingoa ingoa, oh, high on ingoa ingoa. Here we go. Take us to the second verse. Oh, there were times where he had his doubts, times he thought he couldn't bear it no more. Until he saw his dream, he saw everything reminding him of his ingoa ingoa. His ingoa ingoa, he poured his heart and his soul, determination and drive. Cause when you think of the line, it'll all fly by, the journey all worthwhile. Cause he was high on ingoa ingoa, a little word to manawa titify, high on ingoa ingoa, high on ingoa ingoa. Your soul, high on ingoa ingoa.
RNZ National. high on Ingor from Pere. Hey, well done. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jesse. It was awesome to be here. Thank you to everyone who's listening. E mihi ana kia koutou katoa.
I feel like, I hope this is a compliment, I feel like you would be great at writing your own musical, the story of your life on stage. Just going to put that
I've
in your brain.
I've actually considered that too, yeah. So, yeah. You know, maybe this is a sign. Maybe you're channeling the universe and trying to send me that message, so I'll take it.
Good to chat.